Hi, I'm Ray Hager with the Reno Gazette Journal, and welcome to an all-new edition of Nevada Newsmakers. Today, the topic is Carson City, the state capital. My compadre, Paul Enos, has the rundown.
Today, Ray, we have the mayor, Bob Kroll. He's going to be talking about the collective bargaining process, room tax, and all the fun stuff you get to do as a small-town mayor.
Okay, and on the pundit panel today, we have Liz McMenamin and Greg Crawford. That's all coming up next. So, hey-ho, let's go with an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers, brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
The renowned Health Children's Miracle Network is gearing up for the 2009 Governor's Sporting Clay Tournament to benefit renowned Children's Hospital. Funds raised will provide the very best health care for children in our region. 100% of the proceeds will stay in our community to fund pediatric equipment, capital expansion, provide support for pediatric services. The event is Saturday, June 20th at Sage Hill Gun Club. We hope you can help make miracles happen for sick kids in our area. For more information, call 982-4836.
The Extreme Bowls Tour is headed your way. It's going to be a rocking two-hour party as the bull riders you watch on ESPN take on 50 of the nastiest bulls in the world. Bull riding is America's original extreme sport, and you'll see the biggest stars on the tour put it all on the line. The action's fast, the music's loud, and you're guaranteed to see some wild rides and wrecks. So get your tickets now by phone or on the web.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Yeah, I've heard of them. They help to grow your trucking business?
You bet. Employee background checks, safety training. My claims even went down.
Sounds great, but expensive.
Well, they saved me 25% and my rates haven't gone up in, about 10 years.
So, do they work with builders?
Sure do.
That works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you. Is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest, of course, is His Honor Bob Kroll, the mayor of Carson City. Welcome to you, Bob.
Good day. Good morning.
Mr. Mayor, good to see you.
Mr. Enos, how are you?
Very well. Now, when you were on the school board, one of the things that you had pushed for was transparency in the bargaining process, I think, with your non-classified employees. Are you going to take that approach as mayor when you're dealing with the contracts with the city folks?
You know, I think the transparency with bargaining is an important issue. I haven't gotten there with our city folks because I haven't been involved in the bargaining units and we haven't had that much difficulty or communication with them. At least I haven't. But you know, I think it's worthwhile to do the drill to see what you can open up.
Now, the employees in Carson City, I think they're getting a 2% raise, or some of the employees are.
There's actually three for the classified employees, and the non-classified employees are getting, the non-classified are getting 1.75%. The board members are getting nothing.
Now, how does that, you know, you represent a community that has a lot of people that work for the state, and they've seen a pay cut of, you know, a little over 4% after this legislative session. How do you, as mayor, deal with your constituents who are taking pay cuts and the people that are working for the city are going to get raises?
Well, let me say it like this. First of all, my position on cost of living increases has been that, one, we ought to either say no to all of them, or if you're going to grant some, you got to grant them all at the same level. And my preference would have been to say no to all of the cost of living raises. On the other side of that issue, Carson City for the last 3 years has been doing the drill of trying to save money and by attrition through letting people go or not filling positions, and they've actually, in cooperation with their bargaining units, have not filled about 57 positions over the last 3 years, which a large number of positions. And Carson City is living.
Does that mean you pay more overtime for other things like for your police and fire?
No, I mean you got to definitely watch the overtime issue. There's no doubt about it, Paul. But what the end result of this is that the employees and our bargaining units have worked with the city to, one, reduce the level of payroll costs in Carson, which has given us a good cushion in ending fund balances, a lot of money. And matter of fact, we've got about $8 billion in ending fund balances. And so
you're doing better than
yeah,
most
well,
of the communities
and
in the
And that's
state.
Why, you know, it's a long way to get to it. But at the end of the day, the employees will say, you know what, we helped get us into that, to give you a savings account to get us into these hard times. And now it's time to use that. And that's an argument that I tend to agree with. I mean, you ask people to work with you to save money for these hard times, and when the hard times come, you can't just come back and say, well, now because you helped us, now we're going to shut off, you know, helping you. So that's the argument that came back, and you know, even though we gave our employees a cost of living increase, all the bargaining units and people our employees that I talked to said, you know, if the city needs to stop those, or if we need to do more in our part, we're willing to do that in Carson City.
Okay, now Bob, although you have another problem that maybe makes the city government look like a house of cards, is your sales tax projections. Right. You're down 20% where you should be. You know, Dick Campani just, you know, broke ground on a new development, but, you know, people are going to have to buy those cars to get the sales tax. What's going to happen if your sales tax revenues keep coming in low like they are?
You know, we got to keep a very close eye in Carson City, as every other jurisdiction does too, on sales tax, because sales tax in Carson are about 40% of your budget. Property tax maybe another 20 to 25, and the rest is enterprise funds fed through fees on services. Of the sales tax numbers, auto dealers are about, you know, 40% of that, half of our sales tax. So it's a big deal. And when the sales tax, we've budgeted somewhere around a 10% decline over last year for this next year's budget decline in sales tax. When it came in at 20% low, you really have to take a look and say, you know, where are we? Because now if it continues down that path, and hopefully it won't. I mean, there are some economists saying that the economy's, you know, the pain is behind us, we're turning around. That doesn't do us any good if the pain doesn't turn around. But if it doesn't, we're going to be in a position in Carson City, I believe, in looking at, you know, what can we maintain the level of services we're doing right now? And if we can't, what services are going to go, and how are we going to do that?
Okay.
I mean, because at the end of the day, it's important for the city to provide essential services. We can have a discussion on what those essential services are, but it's also we have to provide those essential services in the most efficient manner that we can. How we're going to get down there, I don't know. But you know what? Those are going to be some hard, critical decisions, and I don't know. You know, if it happens, it's one of those ones where, as economists would say, there's no good answer. There's no good decision. There's no right decision.
Bob, one of the things that has been talked about in Carson City, and we had this debate last election, is raising the room tax.
Yeah.
And that's something I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, that you've been opposed to as mayor?
I'm not in favor of raising the room tax. You never say never. I mean, there may be a time coming down the road, but you know what? Our hotels and motels in Carson City are running right now at 40% occupancy. You can't put
a lot less after the legislative session, I'm sure.
Yeah, you can't put a sales tax on that. I mean, you know, and it's not one where you can just, you know, raise the tax and pass that on, because a lot of the times on that type of tax, that's eaten by the hotels, by the properties, and so got to be very careful with that. And I was glad to see that the Visitors Bureau said they're not going to do it. They did that just
okay.
Last night or the night before.
Bob, we got to take a break right here to pay some bills. We'll be right back with more of the Mayor of Carson City, Bob Krall, after these few words.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, Safe Ride Home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tamarack Junction. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. For a quick bite and the best sandwiches in town, it's the Whistle Stop Deli. And for the best appetizers and menu selections and a large variety of cocktails, beer, and martinis, it's Sully Sports Bar and Grill. The Tamarack Junction is your junction for fun, just north of the Summit Sierra on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
Two championship courses and life's distractions fading away.
Join the area's best locals program, the Talon Club at Red Hawk.
Here at the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, just 10 minutes east of Sparks, we are constructing a 16-mile expressway connecting I-80 to Highway 50. This expressway provides direct access and will make it much easier to get to work. A direct route for employment opportunities. From 100% fiber optics to clean, reliable power. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the largest industrial park in the world, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We're here with Bob Kroll, the mayor of Carson City. Bob, before you were elected mayor, you made your mark as a lobbyist at the Nevada legislature. City Hall is a stone's throw from the state legislature, well, long throw. And you're the co-chair of the Kummer-Kempfer Government Relations Department. How do you work this, being the mayor and being a lobbyist at the state level and, you know, avoiding conflicts?
Yeah, well, you know, I think we talked about this when I was running for mayor. You have to be just be very careful that when you're representing a private client, you cannot use your mantle as mayor to get you gain any advantage at all. And I'm very careful about not doing that. On the business side of things, I didn't run into any particular conflicts between what a city agenda would be and what my private clients would be. That said, I made a conscious decision this last legislative session to back out. I'm the senior guy on our team. It's time for me to let the younger people take over. So it wasn't so much me being in the halls every day. And I think if you were down there, you probably didn't see me
as much.
I think I was down there on two bills, the mechanics lien bill and a couple boards and commissions bills. But other than that, I stayed out of the process as much as I could. I watched it, you know. And so that's how it was handled this time. I won't kid you; it's difficult trying to run a mayor's schedule, a city schedule, and a legislative schedule, and my law office schedule. But my law office agreed with me, and my priority is mayor comes first, my business comes second, and that's how I prioritize things, and that's how I designed my schedule. So that's what I did.
Okay. Yeah, Bob, something that you identified as a problem during the campaign, and I think a lot of rural communities throughout, not just Nevada, but the country, have seen this, methamphetamine. Yeah. And that's a big problem in Carson City, as it is everywhere. What are you doing to address that issue?
Well, you know, we were just talking with Ray before you got here, before the show started. You know, Carson City started a novel and a new concept called Partnership Carson City, which brought all the city leaders and a lot of city leaders and a lot of private leaders together to target the drug problem in Carson City, primarily the methamphetamine problem. And that really worked. I mean, we were able to get a lot of money together, got a lot of grant funds, and do a lot of things to put our foot down on methamphetamine use. And that really worked. What we've seen, however, is that when you step on one, it's like those whack-a-mole games. You know, you whack one, and it comes up somewhere else. And so what's happened is that, you know, methamphetamine use in Carson City's down, but we've seen other drug use go up.
How do you tell if it's down? Is it the number of arrests?
Of arrests and what you see in drug court.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so what are the numbers for how much it's gone?
You know, I don't know those numbers, but I can tell you that from just in general, methamphetamine use is down, cocaine and other uses such as, I think, even heroin is up.
Bob, recently it was reported that the city of Carson City is going to put up more than $78,000 in tax funds to help preserve the historic First Presbyterian Church. Right. Of course, this church goes back to the 1860s. Mark Twain held a fundraiser when the thing was first built. But, you know, there is a separation of church and state, and I'm wondering just how far this is going to go, because the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, which Nevada is part of, recently struck down a similar church funding plan in Idaho. So do you think that you're going to run into any problems giving tax money to the First Presbyterian Church?
The answer to that is no, because one, the people who complained about that issue have told us they're okay with the way we did it, because this wasn't a grant. This wasn't a violation of the separation of church and state, because it wasn't a grant to the church for church religious purposes. The church had wanted to expand its sanctuary. It went to the Historic Resources Commission and said, we want to expand, and we want to blow down our old church. We want to tear down the old church. And the Historic Commission said no. So you got state telling the church you can't take down your old sanctuary. So the church says, well, if we can't take it down, help us. You know, if you as a city want to preserve that church, the old sanctuary, as part of your heritage in Carson City, as part of the history of Carson City, then you have to help us also find a way where we can continue to provide services. And so the trade-off there was that we would help fund the efforts necessary to retain the old sanctuary. They don't use it anymore as a religious facility, but that allowed the church to build a sanctuary, and that's what went on. And so the monies weren't used for religious purposes, they were used for historical purposes.
Okay, Paul, you want to take the last one?
Mayor, one of the things that I think is great in Carson City, and not a lot of people realize, is you have done a lot to diversify your economy. And when you go out on Arrowhead Drive and you see the manufacturing facilities out there, it's amazing. Can you tell us a little bit about the economic development efforts you have in Carson?
A lot of people don't see that in Carson City, but actually the Carson City Airport industrial base is probably the second largest employer in Carson City after the state of Nevada. I think, you know, it probably is a tie with the Carson City School District in terms of just employer base, employee base. There have been people from the economy, and actually NAFTA has caused some of this on a national basis, where some of those companies are leaving to go to other countries. We are doing our level best to make sure that we provide a business-friendly environment to keep those businesses in Carson City, and to bring more if we can.
Okay, we got to stop it right there, Bob. Thank you. We'll be right back with our pundit panel after these few words.
It will be a short outing for this young right-hander as the manager heads to the mound. Uh-oh. I have never seen anything like this.
There's an easier way inside local sports. Las Vegas Review-Journal. Get inside.
Remember when you were a customer instead of a number? Sierra Sids, where friends play.
New package. It says new and improved, but what it should say is less for the same price. Hello, I'm looking for the more for me department, like with the Jiffy Lube Signature Service Oil Change. It's more than an oil change. It's a preventive maintenance service that can help extend the life of your vehicle. These days, anything less is nuts. Jiffy Lube, now more than ever.
Stop by Jiffy Lube for a money-saving coupon book. Quaker State and Pennzoil, not just oil, Pennzoil.
Learn about how you can fit healthy and beautiful into your life at the second annual Northern Nevada Regional Health and Beauty Fair, Saturday, June 13th at Whole Foods Market. Get details at renohealthfair.com. That's renohealthfair.com.
I have spent my legal career dedicated to helping people who have been harmed by others. I'm Herb Santos, Jr. If you have questions regarding your rights, call me for a free personal consultation. In my office, I help injured people. I work for you.
Are you ready for the digital world? By June 12th, Antenna TV will be all digital. Remember to rescan your converter box or digital TV set, especially after June 12th. By rescanning, your TV set will find all the channels available in your area.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Hey, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We kind of got a rowdy pundit panel today. Joining Paul Enos and I are Liz McMenamin, the Director of Government Affairs of the Retail Association of Nevada, and Greg Crawford, Managing Partner at Sierra Nevada Wealth Management, who just scored a big contract with the National Football League. Thank you. You know, good job for that.
Yeah, thanks, Ray.
Okay, let's start with politics, of course. This is from Molly Ball of the Las Vegas Review-Journal. The Southern Nevada Building and Construction Trades is endorsing County Commissioner Rory Reed for governor in the Democratic primary in a year from now. In a blunt news release from the union, headed by City Councilman Steve Ross, frames the endorsement as an explicit condemnation of Assembly Speaker Barbara Buckley's work in the recently finished legislative session. Liz, right out of the gate on the Democratic primary, is this a big boost for Rory Reed?
Well, I think it's more an attack on Speaker Buckley. I think that she will now have to look long and hard before she decides what her career path or where she's going to take her next political move to at this point in time. Rory Reed, how many people would go against Rory Reed, with his father being the man that he is at this point in time?
Of course, Harry Reid, the U.S. Senate Majority Leader.
Of course.
Greg, do you think that Barbara Buckley's role in the tax increase, which some people call a billion-dollar tax increase, is going to hurt her with voters in the election season?
There's certainly that potential. There's a lot of backlash brewing both at the state level, at the national level, related to tax increases. And I think certainly, given the makeup of the state and our general aversion to tax increases, people are going to be looking very closely at what the politicians have done this session.
You know, something that I find strange is, for tax increases, I think if you're a Republican and you are in favor of tax increases, there is a greater probability of being punished by the voters than Democrats. Democrats are expected to raise taxes. I mean, that's that. You know, you don't elect a Democrat because you want taxes low. You know, you elect a Republican because you want them to watch your money. You want them to be fiscally conservative. Liz, do you think that Republicans are going to be punished more than the D's?
Oh, typically, historically, they have been in the past punished more than the D's. But if you think about the Democrats and you look at their constituency base, there are a lot of people that I will use the term that might not be politically correct, tax takers. They are the people that need that tax money in there in order to exist or to create jobs. It was interesting at the session this time around, watching the different ones coming forward wanting taxes raised were your public employees. They were the construction industry down in Southern Nevada that need jobs.
That was Northern Nevada too. Northern Nevada AGC.
But I think the Southern Nevada had a larger presence that I was aware of. But it was interesting because they all depend on that. So I don't think we'll see as many Democrats punished. We may be surprised. It might be a surprise this time around.
Well, Greg, do you think that what I think helps Rory Reed, you know, let alone having the father that he had, is that he wasn't around this legislative process. Therefore, he didn't get muddy. He was back in Las Vegas. He wasn't up here, you know, with slugging and fighting and kicking to get this thing passed.
I agree. He can paint, despite his last name, he can paint himself as a bit of an outsider. Okay. And someone coming in, perhaps, you know, at the trough or at least the stabilization of the state economy. And he'll be playing with, you know, a fresh deck of cards, whereas the others have already played some of their cards and have made some political missteps or enemies.
Can I play devil's advocate for a minute?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, first of all, I think Barbara Buckley did handle herself very well this legislative session. I mean, she was seen as the leader, as the person that was kind of steering the boat when you had Stephen Horsford, the state Senate majority leader, talking about a net profits tax. She kind of, you know, was somebody who was, well, let's not do that. Let's not go down that road. She's also done some things trying to encourage economic development, economic diversification. And if you look who votes in a Democratic primary, 63% of the people that vote in a Democratic primary are women. Those women,
absolutely,
their issue, and I'm sorry if I'm simplifying it, and if you have complaints, send an email to Ray. The big issue for those women is usually the pro-life, pro-choice issue. And so you get right back to the same thing that you saw in 2006 with Gibson Titus, a white male pro-choice Mormon versus a white male pro-life Mormon versus a progressive woman who is pro-choice, and I think we may see the same outcome.
Could be that, yeah. But
I absolutely agree.
One big difference there is that Mayor Gibson's father wasn't the U.S. Senate Majority Leader, and I think that Harry Reid's power will carry through.
Well, I don't know, Ray. Do you think in Nevada that we look at that with the family names on the tickets?
You got a good point.
You have to look at the voters, not necessarily just us talking to each other. We talk to each other all the time. But it's how the voters are going to look at that, and that's going to be an interesting thing. And I wonder if Rory Reid has done any polling on that to
see. Well, you make a good point, because you remember people were concerned about Don Gibbons running for Congress when Jim was running for the gubernatorial
Absolutely.
Spot. So who knows? And that's all we've got time for today. We'll be right back after this with more of Nevada Newsmakers.
I never once thought I'd get laid off after 20 years.
I never planned on losing my husband or his income.
They cut my hours in half.
Half?
I can't pay half my bills, though.
We didn't want to use credit cards to make up for my reduced income, but we didn't have a choice.
We need help, because right now, I don't know how we'll make it.
If you're struggling with credit card debt, InCharge Debt Solutions is here to help you. Our certified credit counselors work directly with creditors to combine payments, reduce interest rates, and eliminate late and over-limit fees. We can even help put a stop to collection calls. It's not a loan. It's a proven solution that'll help you repay debts faster and help you avoid bankruptcy.
I needed to take charge of my debt. And I did.
I did.
I did.
Call us today for a free consultation and let us help you help yourself out of debt. InCharge Debt Solutions.
Thanks for watching. Remember, you can catch all the Nevada Newsmakers broadcasts on NevadaNewsmakers.com. Paul, who do we have tomorrow?
Tomorrow, Ray, we have Sue Loudon. She is the chair of the Republican Party.
Okay. See you tomorrow. Thanks for watching.